rolling, everybody. Starts with bass.
Bienvenidos a la X103.9, la xmasmusica.com, soy Uribe DJ, nos acompañan hoy Anthony Kiedis, Chad Smith, Josh Klinghoffer y Flea, los Red Hot Chili Peppers, hablando un poco de su álbum I'm With You, su más reciente trabajo discográfico. It is great to have you here, guys, and let's talk about your new album, I'm With You. Better yet, let's start with the first single of the album, The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie. The drums and the bass line reminded me of the old days, like the Rolling Stones, something like Queen with Another One Bites the Dust. How the song started?
Well, just also to elaborate on what you said, it actually starts with Chad and I and Mauro Refosco, the great Brazilian percussionist, who's also like a very featured part of that beginning part and plays a real great counterpart to what Chad and I are doing. Mm-hmm. I had been writing up for the record so much on the piano for this record, which is really different for me, but at one point I started thinking that I really needed to get busy on the bass, and I wanted to come up with some bass lines that I thought were really simple but classic and kind of like Another One Bites the Dust, or you know, like any great bass lines like Fugazi's Waiting Room or whatever. Those are simple bass lines that stay in your head forever. And I was sitting in my kitchen. That was the first one I came up with. I remember just sitting there at breakfast going, I'm going to come up with a classic bass line. Came with that one, and I said to my now ex, yeah, I said, what do you think about this bass line? I think it's pretty good. It could be like, you know, like as good as something like, you know, Paul Simonon and Guns of Brixton, like a classic bass line. Played it for her and shit. No, that's not that good. Yeah. And
all right.
Needless to say, we're split up.
Oh, Needles, your character from Back to the Future, right?
Yeah. but it does. That's the thing. And it just came from that. I actually came with like I was recording things while we were writing the record. I'd record things on my phone, and I would type in a title form, and I came up with like a series of what I call the classic bassline series, and that was the first one, and the song for a long time. Before the title came about, when it was just a working progress thing, was called Classic Number One.
Classic Number One, yeah. It has that classic bass line, you know? When Chad and you first played together, a lot of things came out of those jams in the studio, right?
They do. And it is a lot of fun. That's always been a big part of how we come up with a lot of our music, is just we get in the room and just jam for 20 minutes or an hour, depending on what hits. And sometimes, like Flea will have a bass line, or somebody will have an idea from home, and hey, what about this? And everybody jumps on it. Or sometimes it's just stuff just comes out of the air. And it's really fun to be a part of that creative process. It's really a big part of how Chili Peppers have always come up with music. You know, it's one of the ways, but it is fun because you never know. You know, you walk in a room and there's no notes in there, and then you can leave a few hours later and you've got ideas for three songs or something, you know, and you're like, wow, I go home and that was fun.
I think that the key thing is the word process, you know, and when we're writing it out of lots of improvisation, like Chad said, and working like that, it's a process, you know, and I want the live show to be that too. Like, I don't want to go see a band where they go play the same thing every night. You know, it's like, I don't care. I mean, I could listen to the record, or I saw him 5 years ago and it's going to be the same or whatever, you know. Things need to be moving and changing, and there has to be an element of risk and vulnerability that can cause something wild to happen.
Lipstick, junkie, debunked the all-in-one. She came back wearing a smile. Looking like someone drugged me that wanted to unplug me. Is on trial, it's just a turn around and we go. Oh, well, and we go on. Tick tock, I want to rock you like the 80s. Cock blocking isn't allowed. Tugboat Sheila is into memorabilia. Who said three is a crowd? We bet we get it on the go. Hey now, Little did I know her body was warm, delicious vine. To your neck of the woods, I want to look a little bit.
Adventures of Rain Dance and Maggie, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's talk to Anthony Kiedis. Tell me about the lyrics in Rain Dance Maggie. Is it based on an actual person called Maggie?
It's based on an amalgam of experiences that came to me and then left me and then came back to me. So yeah. What happened to them while they were away from me is anybody's guess. But they did come back a little bit askew. Mm-hmm. It's a song that did begin with a bass line. There's a story to that bass line. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, I heard it about Flea sitting in the kitchen playing.
Yeah, his mission was to write classic bass lines for a couple of weeks, and that was one he came in with, and we loved it, and we jumped all over it and started wrestling with it and dry humping it and whatnot and turning it into Rain Dance Maggie. And, it, you know, we loved it, and we played it for an hour, and it was one of those songs that when I left the rehearsal studio I would listen to for an hour in my car and want to dance in the sidewalk. And but I don't think we knew that it was ever going to become a song/single. That development happened late in the process. We were all had our eyes on different songs that we thought should be the first representation of the new Red Hot Chili Peppers, the new original, thrice reinvented Red Hots.
New original.
And it's fantastic, it's great. Anthony Kiedis, Chad Smith, Josh Klinghoffer y Flea nos acompañan en la X103.9 hablando de su nuevo álbum I'm With You. Ya regresamos con esta entrevista a la banda que nos movió el mundo el pasado 11 de septiembre en Bogotá, Colombia. Esta es la X103.9.
La X. Más música.
De regreso en la X, 103.9, laxmasmusica.com. Soy Uribe DJ con Anthony Kiedis, Chad Smith, Josh Klinghoffer y Flea, los Red Hot Chili Peppers, hablando un poco sobre su nuevo álbum, I'm With You. Okay, Josh, let's talk about the song that opens the album. It's a kind of disco song, Monarchy of Roses.
That song was born out of something that even predated the first time we played together as a band. Flea and I got together in his basement to just see if, you know, just to kind of shake hands or whatever. And he just started, and I played somewhat of that little medley riff, and on one of our subsequent hikes, we were just talking like, what, yeah, like a metal kind of into disco. It was just like, you know, just kind of dancing and acting out what we wanted to do and how cool that would be if someone did that. We were talking about as we huffed and puffed up the hill, and that's kind of how that song was born. The you know, that juxtaposition of styles.
I'm a fan of juxtaposizing.
Yeah.
And that song was forever called Disco Sabbath.
Yeah.
So it was clearly, you know, a conscious coupling, if you will, of two modes. And I can't tell you much about the vocal other than the minute I heard the disco section, I was wildly moved and inspired and heard my part instantaneously, which is always a gift and something that I'm grateful for when it happens. It's a lot easier than going home and having to try to locate it elsewhere. And so I heard the melody and got out my little handheld recorder and sang into it as best I could while they were performing. And the lyrics kind of came at the same time, at least the Monarchy of Roses part, and it just built from there.
Headbangers Disco.
Oh.
It's a great guitar from Josh in this song. Is it true, Flea, that you were thinking of splitting the band after John Frusciante left?
We decided that we would continue with the band after John Frusciante left the band, which was not a foregone conclusion at all. As a matter of fact, I thought that if he would leave, there was no way that I would want to continue the band. But once he left, and then I was dealing with that situation, and I was like, I kind of missed the band, you know. And when we decided to continue, and then when we asked Josh to join the band, and he agreed, Josh and I took a bunch of hikes together. We were going up hiking in the Hollywood Hills, the Los Feliz area by the observatory and stuff. And I remember he and I walking. We hadn't rehearsed yet. It was months before we started rehearsing. We were just hiking around. We were talking one day about the record we were going to make and how important it was for us to define, you know, a new sound with this new band before it would be really lame to go and play gigs, you know, without having a new, you know, the band make a new record and do that and create this new thing. But one day we were talking, and I was talking about how I had been listening to Black Sabbath and Michael Jackson, and how, in a weird kind of way, they both made me kind of feel the same. And I don't know, I know that's kind of a wild, because they're like, in terms of youth culture music, they're pretty opposite ends of the spectrum. But for some reason, emotionally, for me, it's not. It makes me feel the same.
Like a visceral thing, right?
Something about them just, but, and we had talked about, I thought it was, I was like, it would be really cool to like bring those two aesthetics together in a song of Black Sabbath and Michael Jackson. And that was that conversation then, and then the song Monarchy of Roses came to, which is, you know, not that we sat down and said, let's make a Michael Jackson thing, like Chad said, we're just improvising and it came out, but I feel like it was born of that conversation as well.
Ya volvemos con los Red Hot Chili Peppers en la X103.9 para que hablemos y conozcamos un poco al nuevo integrante de la banda, Josh Klinghoffer. Está la X103.9, la XMásMúsica.com. Soy Uribe, DJ.
Desde Bogotá, Colombia, para el mundo entero.
Press the button, my friend.
La XMásMúsica.com.
De regreso en la X103.9, la XMásMúsica.com. Soy Uribe, DJ. Hoy con Anthony Kiedis, Flea, Chad Smith y Josh Klinghoffer. Josh is the newest member of the band. How was the beginning of that relationship?
It actually starts because a very dear friend of ours, Bob Forrest, who Anthony and I were living with in like 85, 84, something like that. We all lived together and we had been friends for years. And Bob's girlfriend was Josh's best friend's sister.
So that's how it happened.
Yeah, and Josh, you know, from a young age was a very earnest earnest musician and very motivated to be an artist, and he started coming around and became very close with John, and he and John made a series of records together, mostly John's solo records that Josh was a big part of, and they collaborated a lot, and then and we had played a number of times in different situations, and so we knew him, you know, and I feel like it was more important really than anything for me in getting a new guitar player. And we discussed, you know, Chad and I and Anthony, we discussed a bunch of different ways we could go. But it was clear that the most important thing was to have someone that we knew would give their heart to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Much more important than their skills or their particular aesthetic or what they were capable of doing. Someone who could surrender themselves to the project and give their heart to what we're doing. And we knew that Josh was motivated by his motivation for playing music is really pure, and his love for us as people and as the entity of our band was something that was very sincere and for real. So we went with someone who was already family. In terms of his contribution to this record, it's huge. You know, as a songwriter, as a player, as a singer, and he really bought a unique thing to our record, which helped us to grow. In a number of ways, just in terms of us reacting to him and this new powerful creative entity in our band, and I feel like his performance is really kind of touches my heart when I hear it. You know, he's a lot different than John Frusciante, and he has just a really beautiful poetic style to his playing. He's just great.
Let's hear and talk about another song of the album. Look Around. How was it, Chad?
We recorded that one the most. We played that one quite a bit. It was one of those songs that has like a special groove. Like every song has its own feel and where it sits right. for some reason that one was a little more intangible to find the right feel for it. But I don't know, like classic, you know, we're always trying to grow and change and get better. And you know, I mean, it's different. I guess it has some elements of stuff that we've done before, but I still feel it's fresh and new, and you know, it's a party track.
Stiff club, it's my nature. Custom love is the nomenclature. Turn down mass confusion. Hit the road, cause we just keep cruising. Double my fun, double my vision. Long hard look at my last decision. Hustle here, hustle there. Hustle me, bitch, and you best beware. It's emotional, and I told you so. But you had to know, so I told you. Soft walk to horizon. One big crash that no one died. This is for the folks in Fayetteville. It'll come true if you say it will. Look around, look around, look around. All around, all around, all around. Look around, look around, look around. All around, all around, all around. It's emotional, and I've told you so, but you had to know, so I told you. Please don't look right through me, hurts my heart when you do that to me. Street life out my window, city made breeze gonna stroke my skin. No, just a lot of words on an old brick wall, rob a lot of banks, got a pedigree scrawl, put my peg into your square.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. We talked before the song with Flea about Josh joining the band, but how was it from your point of view, Josh?
Well, I was asked in July of 2009, and people were sort of tying things up and maybe out of town. We didn't start playing until October, so I had a couple months to, you know, go through things and not get ready for it, but just, you know, the whole we were just going to see how it felt, you know, and from day one, it just felt great. So there was going from playing live to writing or playing with them in a different capacity wasn't really much of a change. It was just, you know, to me, all positive and from the get-go.
Okay, Anthony, what's your first memory of Josh entering the band?
I remember getting blown away by a Josh performance in San Francisco probably 10 years ago at a coffee shop where he sang a Radiohead song. Did you sing a cappella?
No.
You had a guitar?
Bob and I were playing, and that was a little...
Okay. And I was so kind of impressed by his interpretation of a song like that. I was like, oh, this guy's so special. Like, he really cares about songs and music. And so, you know, we had a lot of time on the road over the years because Bicycle Thief came on tour with us in 2000 for Californication. And I went to see him play with PJ Harvey. And then he came on tour with us again with Gnarls Barkley. So this was just, you know, kind of the next step where we're like, okay, let's make it even more intimate and interactive. So my memory is that, wow, this guy has a lot of ideas and a lot of cool sounds, and I know it's going to work out. I had a good feeling about it.
And actually, Josh is doing a great job. You gotta say that. Ya volvemos con más de los Red Hot Chili Peppers en la X103.9 y con más música de su álbum I Am With You, que ya se encuentra en el mercado mundial. Esta es la X103.9, la xmasmusica.com.
Escuchas la X.
De regreso a la X103.9, la xmasmusica.com, hoy con los Red Hot Chili Peppers. Soy Uribe, DJ, junto a Anthony Kiedis, Chad Smith, Josh Klinghoffer y Flea. Let's talk about another song of your new album, guys, Brendan's Death Song. Actually, Brendan was a friend of yours, right? Brendan Mueller.
Yeah, well, Brendan was part of, you know, my favorite punk rock scene in the world ever, much more than London or New York or anywhere else, is the Los Angeles punk rock scene, which started in like 76, 77 with bands like The Weirdos, The Screamers, The Germs. And it was a very not regimented style, and it had very few parameters or rules or anything. It was really people that didn't, you know, the word punk rock, they didn't even know what that was so much. They were really into, you know, Beefheart and Noi and weird art music, and, you know, they all made their own clothes, and it was just wild, real colorful, creative, vibrant art scene. And a centerpiece for it in the beginning was a club called The Mask that Brendan Mullen started, and he also had a band as well and played in bands, but all these bands played at The Mask, and it was a real, you know, like I said, a vibrant, intense punk rock scene in Los Angeles. And Brendan, you know, was a linchpin in starting it. And through the years, we were friends. He gave us our second gig ever at the Club Lingerie, opening for the Bad Brains in '83. And you know, Anthony and I marched into the Club Lingerie where he's working with our tape, our first Chili Pepper demo tape, and insisted that he listen. He tried to get rid of us and wouldn't listen. But we made him listen, you know. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, pretty good, you know. And he booked us opening for the Bad Brains, and that was a huge thing for us, and continued to book us through the years. And we were really good friends of his, and he was someone that I respected a lot. And that he died that the first day that we started rehearsing for this record, he died out of the blue.
It was like a heart attack, right?
I can't remember if it was a heart attack or an aneurysm.
It was like I think it was a stroke.
A stroke, yeah, yeah. Stroke. Yeah, he was on his birthday. It was his birthday. It was our, you know, birthday of this band. He was having, you know, he just died out of the blue, man. And the day, the very first day we got together, we wrote Brendan's Death Song. We wrote the main refrain for it. And he was, you know, we're actually working on a project with him at that time as well. We put out this photograph book earlier this year. And he was writing the text for it. We were making that book together with him. So we had been spending a lot of time with him right at that time. And
well, it's difficult to lose a friend like that.
It's always losing a friend at any time. Losing a loved one is a big challenge. And, you know, yeah.
Live or die before I get it done, will you decide? I'll take my words and turn them into signs that will survive. Because a long time ago I knew not to deprive. It's safe out there and now you're everywhere, just like the sky. You are love, you are the love supreme, you are the right. And when you hear this, you know it's your jam, it's your goodbye. Like I said, you know I'm almost dead, you know I'm almost gone. The drummer drums is going.
Brendan's Death Song del álbum I'm With You de los Red Hot Chili Peppers en la X103.9. Well, this is a beautiful song, you guys.
So yeah, Brendan has been kind of part of the fabric of the Hollywood music scene since that moment that he created space for the punk rockers to gather in the basement below Hollywood Boulevard and thrash around on stage and do cool stuff. And then he gave us a break when he ran the Club Lingerie by letting us open up for the Bad Brains when we didn't really have a name for ourselves. And he loved music, he loved people, you know, he loved the scene, he was instrumental. He just got smarter and more kind and loving as time went on, and We were actually working with him on a oral and visual history of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so we'd been spending a lot of time with him right up to the point of his death working on this book. And it was so good to kind of get to know him again after all these years while spending time with him writing the book. And I thought, man, this guy is just so sensitive and kind and giving. And, you know, his motto in life was a love supreme. And you could really feel that, like he just didn't want to be selfish or bum anybody out. He wanted to just be, you know, serving the common good cause. And then, boom, he dies while celebrating his 60th birthday.
Well, we're very sorry about that. Soy Uribe, DJ en la X103.9 y con los Red Hot Chili Peppers y con mucha más música de su álbum, I'm With You.
La X. Más música.
De regreso para el último segmento de esta entrevista con los Red Hot Chili Peppers en la X103.9, laxmasmusica.com. Soy Uribe, DJ. You guys experiment a lot in this new album, right? There's a song called Police Station. Flea plays the keyboard. How did you learn it?
After the end of the last tour, we decided to take 2 years off. And during that time, I just wanted to use the time as well as I could. And so I attended USC for a year, and I studied theory and composition and classical music, and Bach in particular. And it was a remarkable experience, very uplifting, very fun. I love being in that learning environment with like people who had a lot to, you know, people who were real curious about learning, and professors who had a lot, you know, really knew their, you know. It was just a blast, man. I loved it. And it got me into, because I was doing my homework and I'd have to figure it out on the piano, you know, like we're analyzing Bach music and stuff, and just got me into playing the piano, you know. And I started writing, and Police Station, like you brought up, is one of those things that I came up with on piano. And it's just, you know, I, like Chad said earlier, you know, for myself, I feel very interested in learning and growing constantly. Like now I'm into this, you know, Rufus Reed, The Evolving Bassist book, just trying to get my jazz bass playing together. There's so much to learn, you know, and I know so little. I feel so feeble as a musician, you know. I just want to really learn and be strong and be prepared to play in any situation, you know. Like during this last couple of years, so I've been to Africa a couple of times to, you know, study African music, and went to Nigeria and to Ethiopia, and I just, all these musics that I just not good at, and there's so much of it, it's so exciting. Great to be alive, man.
Gracias por acompañarnos en la X junto a Anthony Kiedis, Chad Smith, Josh Klinghoffer y Flea, los Red Hot Chili Peppers, hablando y escuchando un poco de su álbum I'm With You. Police Station, la canción de la que hablábamos con Flea anteriormente, cierra esta entrevista. Soy Uribe, DJ, y hasta la próxima. Esta es la X103.9, laxmasmusica.com.
I saw you at the police station, and it breaks my heart to say, your eyes had wandered off you something missed in cold and gray. I guess you didn't see it coming, someone's gotten used to slumming, dreaming of the golden years. I see you had to change careers far away, know it's somewhere. I saw you on the back page of some free press yesterday. The driftwood in your eyes said nothing short of love for pay. I knew you from another picture of someone with the most conviction. We used to read the funny papers, a fool around and pull some capers. Not today. Message to her, a message that I'm coming, I'm coming to pursue her. Damn old country, I press my face on your bed. Well, I've got your chin times over, I'll chase you down. Shell of loveliness, and now dusted with decay. What happened to the funny paper? Smiling was your money maker. Someone ought to situate her, find a way to educate her all the way. Time to come and find you.
Desde Bogotá, Colombia, para el mundo entero.
Press the button, my friends.
La X más música.com.